and humility. We did send Rasuls before you to other nations and afflicted them with suffering and adversity so that they might learn humility. Why did they not humble themselves when the sufferings overtook them? On the contrary, their hearts became hardened and Shaitan made their sinful acts seem fair to them. When they neglected the warning they had received, then instead of punishment, we opened the gates of every kind of prosperity for them. But just as they were rejoicing in what they were given, we suddenly seized them. Lo, they were plunged into despair. Thus we cut off the roots of the wrongdoers. All praises are due to Allah and the Rabb of the worlds. Ask them, just think, if Allah takes away your hearing and your sight and seals up your hearts, is there any deity other than Allah who could restore them to you? See how we present our revelations over and over again and yet they turn away. Say, just think, if the punishment of Allah comes to you, whether suddenly or openly, would any be destroyed other than the wrongdoers? We have sent the Rasuls only to give good news and to warn. Then whoever believes and mends their ways shall have nothing to fear or to regret. But those who deny our revelation shall be punished for their transgression. Say, I do not claim that I possess the treasures of Allah, or that I know the unseen, nor do I claim that I am an angel. What I say is that I follow only that which is revealed to me. Ask them, are the blind and the seeing alike? Why don't you think?